السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إمران شنارة, African Muslims Agency. Right now, the world is witnessing the mass destruction of life and intense suffering caused by the ongoing fighting in Afghanistan. Innocent human beings caught in the crossfire. Thousands of families are displaced. African Muslims Agency teams are on the ground right now, assisting through shelter, through food, through medicine, helping the injured. Many, many, many children are left without parents. Support the African Muslims Agency campaign to heal Afghanistan.
وما علمناه سحرا وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا له مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لا مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلية لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند مخضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحيي الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم.
My dearly beloved Jamaatul Muslimin, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it gives me great pleasure indeed to present you our speaker for today, who really needs no introduction whatsoever, the Honorable Maulana Muhammad Wenke Sahib from Durban Sharif, mashallah, visiting Cape Town, and is also going to be one of our guests for Sunday, for our family fun day of Masjid al-Quds. Without further ado, I call upon the Honorable Maulana Muhammad Wenke Sahib to kindly address us. فليتفضل مشكورا يا فضيلة الشيخ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن احتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters, and esteemed viewers, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is generally a month where Muslims across the globe express their love and affiliation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, you would find there are many programs that are held. There are many jalsas, conferences that are held globally. And like the Arabic poet says it so amazingly, that ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. That I have not elevated the status of the Nabi of Allah because of my poetry, but on the reverse, my poetry has been elevated because of his name. By you and I speaking about the Nabi of Allah, we do not add greatness to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one bit. He is exalted by the very declaration of Quran that warafa'na laka dhikrak, that we have raised your dhikr, we have raised your mention. To what extent? That Qadi Iyaz, the famous scholar, he says that that piece of ground where my Nabi and your Nabi is resting is more beloved in the eyes of Allah than the Arsh of Allah. That is that piece of ground that is more beloved in the eyes of Allah than even the Baytullah. My brothers and sisters, the topic that we have selected for discussion is the final moments in the life of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that way prior to the demise of the Nabi of Allah, there were many, many verses of Quran that were revealed to the Nabi of Allah in a very subtle way. The last surah to be revealed in its entirety on the journey of Hajj is Surah An-Nasr, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. When this surah was revealed to the Nabi of Allah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's the father of tafsir, he said that this surah is a clear indication that Allah's Nabi is on his way out of this world. Certain great sahaba could not come to terms with this tafsir of Abdullah bin Abbas, that one day Sayyidina Umar, the giant Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he called Abdullah bin Abbas and he said, this surah of Quran, what deduction you take from this particular surah? He said, this surah is a clear indication that Allah's Nabi is on his way out of this world. The after Allah Ta'ala revealed, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you will pass on and every person will journey onwards. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. Allah says, we have not made eternity for any human on this earth. So these were verses of Quran that were subtle in relation to the demise of the Nabi of Allah. There was one verse that was revealed on the occasion of Uhud. During the battle of Uhud, when the rumor was circulated that Allah's Nabi has left this world, can we imagine what must have happened to the companions of the Nabi of Allah? Certain sahaba formed a human shield around the Nabi of Allah, Abu Dujana, Talha, Zubair bin Awam. And as the arrows were being showered, they were taking the arrows on the backs, defending and protecting the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they realized they could not assassinate the Nabi of Allah, Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse of Quran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. We fast forward this incident after the Hajjatul Wada. The Nabi of Allah then comes to Madinatul Munawwarah. Then was the remaining days of Zulhijjah. Then was Muharram. Then was Safar. And in the beginning of Rabi'ul Awwal, the greatest of Allah's creation passes on. Abu Muwayhibah, my brothers and my sisters, we are speaking about the greatest of Allah's creation that walked on Mother Earth. Abu Muwayhibah then describes it. He says the fatal illness of the Nabi of Allah, which lasted for approximately 13 days, commenced in the following way. He said the Nabi of Allah, it was late night in Medina, and the Nabi of Allah sent a messenger to me that Allah's Nabi is calling you. Abu Muwayhibah said that I got up in the dead of night and I came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam looked at me and he said, Ya Abu Muwayhibah, إِنِّي قَدْ أُمِرْتُ وَنْ أَسْتَغْفِرْ أَهْلِ الْبَقِي. Allah has commanded me to go and visit Jannatul Baqi. Why don't you accompany me? Abu Muwayhibah said, It would be my absolute privilege. He then describes the scene. It was a Wednesday night in Medina. Medina was quiet, dead, the dead of night. He said, as we entered Baqi, the Nabi of Allah addressed the inhabitants of Baqi. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-maqabir. Oh, the dwellers of these graves, from the deep recesses of my heart, I invoke the peace of Allah upon you. And then he said, لِيَهْلِ لَكُمْ مَا أَنْتُمْ فِي مِمَّا أَصْبَحَ النَّاسُ فِي. He says, literally, you are fortunate. Literally, you are fortunate in relation to the challenges that stare at us in the world. أَقْبَلَتِ الْفِتَنِ. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Fitnas and trials, one after one, will come upon my ummah. قَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Like a dark night, one followed by the next. He said, we began walking in Baqi. And then the Nabi of Allah, he looked at me and he said, Ya Aba Muwayhiba, Inni qad khuyirtu bayna an abqa wa ara ma yufta ala ummati. I was given the option of a prolonged life wherein I will witness the material prosperity of my ummah, or I was given the option of meeting with my Allah. Abu Muwayhiba said, I was on the verge of interjecting and saying, O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah to allow you to remain amongst us a little longer. Before I could say anything, Nabi alayhi salam looked at me and he said, فَاخْتَرْتُ التَّعْجِيلِ. I've opted for the latter one. He said, I went stone cold. I held the Nabi of Allah. And as we exited from Baqi, Nabi alayhi salam, I looked at him and I noticed the face of Nabi alayhi salam began turning pale. He was looking sad. And Nabi alayhi salam, he then sat down in Baqi. Abu Muwayhiba said, I held the Nabi of Allah and I took him to the house of Maymuna. It was one of the wives of the Nabi of Allah, Maymuna. As Nabi alayhi salam entered the house of Maymuna, he said that, call all my wives, gather my wives. All the wives enter the blessed hujra of Maymuna. And Nabi alayhi salam asked his wives, Aina ana ghadan? That tell me tomorrow whose turn is it? One wife said, it is my turn. The night after that, another wife said, it is my turn. The wives understood that Nabi alayhi salam was anticipating the night of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And all the wives consent. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, we willingly forfeit our right, and you could spend the last few days and nights in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha then describes it. She said, as the Nabi of Allah entered, فَوَجَّدَنِي أَجِدُ صُدَاعًا فِي رَأْسِي. I had a severe headache. So I looked at the Nabi of Allah and I said, وَرَأْسَا. O Nabi of Allah, what a headache I've got. Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, you got a headache. بَلْ أَنَا وَرَأْسَا. I've got a splitting headache. It then prompted a discussion, you know, that normally takes place between husband and wife. That, you know what, if I die first, will you get married again? If you die first, if I die first, will you marry? The wife asked the question, if I die, will you remarry? Like they say on a light note, you know, husband and wife, we're married for 40 years. So one day the husband tells the wife that, you know what happens if I pass away before you? Will you get married again? So she says, I've got 4 kids, man. You know, I'm already over the hill. Who's going to get married to me? You know, my sister is divorced. I'll just move in with my sister. So the wife asked the husband the same question. That tell me, if I happen to pass away, will you get married again? So the husband says, of course. I'll also move in with your sister. Nabi alayhi salam then smiled. Allahu Akbar. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, I am sick. You are sick. I could go before you. You could go before me. She said, O Nabi of Allah, I don't want to leave this world before you. Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, if you pass away before me, I will perform your ghusl. I will see to your ghusl, your kafan, your janazah. I will see you being lowered into your qabr. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, what else will you do for me? Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, what else do you expect me to do? So Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm afraid. My brothers, you know, you speak to a man, you know, who's in a polygamous marriage, you know, that subtle rivalry happened from time immemorial. It will happen till the end of time. So Aisha said, O Nabi of Allah, لَقَدْ خَلَوْتَ بِبَعْدِ أَهْلِكَ فِي بَيْتِي. I'm afraid if I pass away before you, you will bring one of your other wives and they will sleep in my bed. Nabi alayhi salam then smiled. Nabi alayhi salam then smiled. My brothers, we don't have much time. We fast forward this incident. Nabi alayhi salam passed away on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. The Thursday prior to that, Nabi alayhi salam enters the masjid. He performs the Salatul Maghrib, in which he had performed, he had recited Surah Wal Mursalat. This is the last surah of the 29 juz of Quran. He performs the Salatul Maghrib, and thereafter he leaves the masjid. He enters the house of our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he gets up at the time of Isha. So, Isha hal sallal muslimoon. Have they performed the Salatul Isha? She said, O Nabi of Allah, yantadhirunak. They are waiting for you. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, you know, just get me ready, give me wudu. And Nabi alayhi salam fell down unconscious. He gets up again and he said, O Aisha, have they performed the Salatul Isha? So Nabi alayhi salam, as he got up, he could hear the voice of Umar leading the Sahaba in congregation. Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, tell your father Abu Bakr to lead my Sahaba in the Salatul Isha. So Aisha radiallahu anha interjected and she said, O Nabi of Allah, Inna Abu Bakr Rajulan Bukka'a. My father Abu Bakr is a very soft person. He's very, very soft. He cries a lot. Why don't you appoint Omar, appoint Ali, appoint someone else? Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, tell your father Abu Bakr to lead the congregation in Salah. During the lifetime of the Nabi of Allah, Abu Bakr had performed, according to certain narrations, 17 Salah in the lifetime of the Nabi of Allah. What must have been the position of Abu Bakr? You know, one day Aisha, Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, my Umar's good deeds are like the countless stars in the sky. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, if those are the good deeds of Umar, what about the good deeds of Abu Bakr? Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, what can I tell you? Those few nights your father spent with me in the cave supersedes all the good deeds of Umar put together. If you take the iman of Abu Bakr, put it on one side of the balance, and put the iman of my entire ummah on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of my entire ummah. That was Abu Bakr. That was Thursday night. Then Friday, Saturday morning, Nabi alayhi salam, at the time of Fajr. If you open Dala'ilun Nubuwa, Siratul Anbiya, and in many hadith kitabs, you'll find this narration. There is a knock on the door. Who is at the door? It is Jibreel. Who was Jibreel? He was that liaison between Allah and the prophets. If you open Tazkira Khatamul Anbiya, in this particular kitab it is written, Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel brought it. Isa alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel brought it. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times, Jibreel brought it. Nuh alayhi salam received revelation 50 times, Jibreel brought it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam received revelation via Jibreel nothing less than 24,000 times. 24,000 times. Saturday morning, there is a knock on the door. Who is at the door? It is Jibreel. Nabi alayhi salam said, allow him to come in. As he enters, كَيْفَ تَجِدُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. At the time of Zuhr, Nabi alayhi salam, Fadl bin Abbas and Ali bin Abi Talib, they carried the Nabi of Allah. The ulama have given the description, Nabi alayhi salam's feet were dragged on the floor and Abu Bakr was leading the Salatul Dhuhr. According to certain scholars, it was Salatul Asr on the Saturday. And Nabi alayhi salam, as he entered the masjid, Abu Bakr in his salah, he started moving backwards. Nabi alayhi salam indicated to him, Abu Bakr, continue with the salah. Nabi alayhi salam then seated himself next to Abu Bakr, and the salah was then completed. After the salah, Nabi alayhi salam ascended the pulpit and he called one of his companions and he said, "Why are the children crying?" Sahaba said, "O Nabi of Allah, they fear that you are about to leave this world. The greatest calamity, catastrophe that came upon the entire human race was that moment when my Nabi and your Nabi made parda from this world." Nabi alayhi salam ascended the pulpit on the Saturday and he made three announcements. He said, "Oh my Sahaba, in my life, if I have ever lashed anyone, I want you to come and take revenge today. I don't want you claiming from me after I am gone. Who's going to take revenge from the Nabi of Allah?" One person stood up, Usayd bin Hudhayl radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very jovial Sahabi. So he comes to the Nabi of Allah and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I need to take revenge. Go ahead." He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, one day I was seated next to you and you began prodding me with your finger on the side." So Nabi alayhi salam said, "Go ahead." He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, when you did it to me, my back was bare. You have your kurta on your back." Nabi alayhi salam removes his kurta. Usayd bin Hudhayl, he goes to the back of the Nabi of Allah and he kisses that seal of prophethood. He said, "What revenge can I take?" He said, "My entire life I made one dua to Allah, that let these lips testify that these lips have kissed the blessed seal of prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Sahaba say that Saturday afternoon was the last we had seen the Nabi of Allah making a public appearance in Masjid al-Nabawi. Then was Sunday morning. Sunday morning, there is a knock on the door. Who is at the door? It is Jibreel. Allah said, "Allow him to come in." He enters. There is a discussion. "Kayfa tajidu ya Rasulallah?" "O Nabi of Allah, how are you keeping?" He said, "I feel rather sad. I feel rather depressed." And then Jibreel leaves. Monday morning, Nabi alayhi salam gets up at the time of Fajr. Just picture the scene, my brothers. We have been to Medina. Allah take us again and again. Allah grant us debt in Medina. At the time of Fajr, Nabi alayhi salam, you know, normally it happens, we've seen it recently, you know, a person is terminally ill and just prior to death, there are moments of recovery. The person starts talking, he starts smiling. There was a similar pattern with the Nabi of Allah. Monday morning at the time of Fajr, Nabi alayhi salam opens the curtain. He opens the curtain and Abu Bakr is leading the Sahaba in the Salatul Fajr. With the side of his eye, Abu Bakr realizes the Nabi of Allah is about to enter the masjid. And according to what the ulama have explained, when this happened, the Sahaba began glancing to the left and Abu Bakr started moving back in the Salatul Fajr. Nabi alayhi salam indicated to him, "Abu Bakr, continue with the Salah, continue with the Salah." After the Salatul Fajr, Abu Bakr, with the permission of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he enters the home of the Nabi of Allah and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you are looking so well. Since you are taken ill, one of my wives lives in Awali, in the outskirts of Medina. Could I go and visit her?" Nabi alayhi salam said, "Abu Bakr, you could leave." Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ali bin Abi Talib, Fadl bin Abbas. Fatima enters radiallahu ta'ala anha and she looks at her father in that condition, the queen of paradise. And she says, "Wa karba aba, what pain my father is experiencing." Nabi alayhi salam had seen Fatima crying. He called her close and he said, "Oh Fatima, do not cry. My time has come to leave this world." She started sobbing and wailing. Nabi alayhi salam then whispered into your ears that, "Fatima, the first person to pass away after me would be you." 6 months after the demise of the Nabi of Allah. Fatima then leaves. Aisha then describes it. She then describes it that Nabi alayhi salam took his blessed head and he placed it on my chest. How fortunate is our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha They say, knock on the door. Who is at the door? It is Jibreel. Nabi alayhi salam said, allow him to come in. As Jibreel enters, he said, O Nabi of Allah, I have come to you on many occasions, but I thought I'd bring to your notice today. Today I have not come alone. I have come with two added angels. One is an angel by the name of Malakul Maut, who's patiently waiting outside, waiting for you to give him permission to enter. Jibreel said, O Nabi of Allah, had it been any other human being, the angel of death will not request permission to enter. He will enter barging through. It is your status and your rank and your honor that the angel of death is requesting permission to meet you. And the other angel is an angel by the name of Ismail, who is in charge of 100,000 other angels of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam, whoever was in the room, Nabi alayhi salam said, excuse yourselves, excuse yourselves. Aisha then describes it. She said, the angel of death then entered. Jibreel is stationed, the angel of death. And the Nabi of Allah has a dialogue with the angel of death. That inna Allah arsalani ilayk, inna Allah amarani ilayk, in amartani an aqbidahu qabattu. The angel of death tells the Nabi of Allah, Allah has sent me to remove your soul. Allah has sent me to take away your soul. If you grant me permission, I will do what I have to do. If you ask me to step back, I respect your sentiments. Nabi alayhi salam, he glanced at Jibreel. Scholars have written that was a glance of consultation. Jibreel said, O Nabi of Allah, if you're asking me what your response should be, my answer to you is, Inna Allah qad ishtaqa ila liqaik. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for you. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for you. Nabi alayhi salam, one thing I had forgotten to mention. Nabi alayhi salam called the Ahlul Bayt. He called Fatima. He said, O Fatima, take good care of my Hassan and Hussein. He called Ali bin Abi Talib. I don't have time. He said, Ali bin Abi Talib, he gave him some advice. And Nabi alayhi salam said, where is Hassan and Hussein? Where is Hassan and Hussein? And Nabi alayhi salam, his two grandchildren, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, like a father, like a mother, embraces a little baby. In those moments, Nabi alayhi salam embraced Hassan and Hussein, knowing very well Hassan would be poisoned and Hussein would be assassinated. What must have went through the heart of my Nabi and your Nabi? Looking at these two grandchildren of his. Allahu Akbar. Fatima, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she then says, my brother Abdurrahman, he entered with the miswak. I said, O Nabi of Allah, could I brush your teeth? Nabi alayhi salam nodded in the affirmative. She says, I chewed the miswak and I began brushing the teeth of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salam looks at Jibreel. Jibreel said, O Nabi of Allah, the time has come for you to respond to Allah. Nabi alayhi salam, at that moment, the message that he had given to the ummah, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. That fear Allah with regards to the performance of your salah, and fear Allah with regards to how you treat people. What do they say in Urdu? The Urdu poet says, lo kehte hai ke mera nabi, lekin parte hai namaz kabhi kabhi. People say, my nabi, but my brothers and my sisters, if you cannot flip that blanket at the time of Fajr and respond to the call of the Almighty Allah, what lover of the Nabi of Allah are you? If it was your habit to go to bed missing your Isha, if it was your intention to go to bed with the intention of missing Fajr, the day you meet your Nabi will be no different. The Nabi of Allah looks at the angel of death and he said, go ahead and do what you have to do. Let me just terminate, my time is up. The angel of death then steps forward. Nabi alayhi salam looked at the angel of death. Waqaf al-ya malak al-maut. Are you going to remove my soul? The angel of death says, it is your choice. Nabi alayhi salam said, go ahead. The angel of death then steps forward and then he removes the soul of the greatest of Allah's creation that walked on Mother Earth. Abu Bakr then entered. The face was covered. He opens the blessed face of the Nabi of Allah. He kisses him on the forehead and he said, "Tibta hayyan wa mayyata." You are amazing when you are alive. You are equally amazing now that you have left this world. Omar said, if any person says that he had passed on, I will chop off his head. Abu Bakr enters the masjid. He ascends the pulpit and he recites the verse of Quran. Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. As he says that, there was a person dressed in full white. He stations himself next to Abu Bakr and he consoles the Sahaba. And thereafter he leaves from the masjid. Abu Bakr said, do you know who that person was? They say, we don't know. Abu Bakr said, that was Khidr alayhi salam. Allah sent him to comfort the ummah at the demise of the Nabi of Allah. And then the time came to give the Nabi of Allah ghusl. Who gave him ghusl? I don't have time to go into the details. Fadl bin Abbas, Ali bin Abi Talib. Every person that was in the room, every one of them dozed off to sleep. And in the sleep, they could hear someone calling out, "Ghassilu an-nabiyya wa alayhi thiyabu." How dare you remove the clothes of my Nabi? My Nabi will be given ghusl with the clothes upon his body. Then the question was Salatul Janaza. They tell Abu Bakr, lead the Salatul Janaza. He said, he is Imamul Anbiya. He is Imamul Anbiya. There was no Imam. The men came, they performed the Salatul Janaza in small groups of 10. The woman came, the children came. Then the question came about where he should be buried. Abu Bakr said, I heard my Nabi saying, a Nabi will be buried on that very ground that he passes away. The grave was dug by who? Abu Talha was in charge of digging the graves in Medina, and Abu Ubaidah was in charge of digging the graves in Makkah. The grave was dug, and this great amana on the Tuesday night was taken and lowered into his abode, into his qabr. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the Nabi of Allah passed on, she stands by the grave of her father and she turns to the Almighty Allah, Ya Abata, Ya Abata, Ila Jannatil Firdausi Ma'wa, Ya Abata, Ila Jibreel Nan'a, Subbat Alayya Masa'ibu, Lo Annaha Subbat Alal Ayyami Sirna Layaliya. Fatima said, the death of my father brought about such a colossal task. It was such a difficult moment for me to bear that if it had to come onto the day, instantly the day would have converted into night. And what did she say? She said, that person who can smell the scent that emits from my father's grave will not have to smell fragrance for the rest of his or her life. My brothers and my sisters, very briefly, we ran you through the last few moments in the life of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is, how will you die? Where will I die? Homes have become deserted. Qabristans are full. Every father today is concerned, what would happen to my children the day I die? I think it is high time we ask ourselves the question, what would happen to my children the day they die? We make dua to the Almighty Allah on this momentous occasion of Jumu'ah. In this blessed month, Allah Ta'ala grant us the true love of the Nabi of Allah. My message is, study the life of the Nabi of Allah. Not only in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, no matter how much you praise the Nabi of Allah, you can never do justice. Praise the Nabi of Allah, glorify him. Today being the blessed day of Jumu'ah, increase our salutations upon him. Who knows, we could be those fortunate ones who could pass away in Madinatul Munawwara and we could rest in a graveyard of the Nabi of Allah and be the first to enjoy the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would just like to take this opportunity. Masjid al-Quds is like my second home, subhanallah. I would like to take this opportunity of thanking our respected Sheikh Abdul Rahman, the honorable trustees and my good friend Hafiz Umar Raika for inviting me to be present and to deliver the khutbah today. Barakallahu feekum. All those that have passed on, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannah. All those that are sick, Allah Ta'ala grant them all complete shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. MashaAllah, shukran kathiran, jazakallah khair, and bayat ramakasi, Maulana Muhammad Wenke, for a very moving, emotional, and very profound message on the last moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departing from this physical abode. May Almighty Allah grant us all to be true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may the Rasul of Allah keep us in his embrace in the day of judgment and the moment when we leave this world. May we be amongst the lovers of Rasulullah in the mercy and the favor of Almighty Allah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah khair maulana. Just a few announcements. We have been asked to make dua for a few people who've been not too well, who've been sick, but they are busy recovering, alhamdulillah. My friend, Haji Abdurrazak Ali Gilgalay, we make dua for Shifa, he was in hospital. For Riyad Abrams, who also had an operation, recovering, may Allah grant him full Shifa, inshallah. And for Haji Zuraida van der Skaif, affectionately known as Auntie Zuzi, we make dua Shifa that Allah grant her also, and all our sick people at home and in hospital, Allah grant them afia, Allah grant them Shifa and Kamila, and Allah keep all of us good. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. After Jummah outside the masjid, there will be two books available, authored by the Imam of one of the masajid in Belha, Sheikh Farid Majid. The one book is called The Signs of the Hour, and the other book is called Beyond Death. It is available outside the masjid for those who are interested, inshallah. And then, of course, I want to remind you that Maulana Benko will also be our special guest on Sunday morning here for the Masjid Al-Quds family fun day. We just want to make a special request to the people. The note came in that we humbly request all those who will be attending the masjid function on Sunday not to park their vehicles in front of the local residents' driveways, including that of the building behind the masjid, that is the entrance to the flats here behind the masjid. Your cooperation regarding this matter will be highly appreciated, inshallah. But we're looking forward to see everyone on Sunday. Maulana Venk and I will personally lead the walk, the fun walk on Sunday morning, inshallah. And we hope to see you all with your families to join us by purchasing your breakfast, your lunch. There'll be loads of entertainment for the kids and the children as well. Please support Masjid Al-Quds, inshallah. And last but not least, we still continue our du'as for the four boys that have been kidnapped from the Morty family, from Polokwane, and there's some more kidnappings that have taken place. It is like South Africa has just become one big mad place. We really need to pray hard that Allah bring about sanity, Allah bring about peace in our country, inshallah. So inshallah, we have asked Hafiz Ali Pankaker to lead the salah today for Jummah, and he will also make the kunut, because when the Muslims were in turmoil, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the kunut, and through the barakah and the power of the kunut, Allah brought about comfort. So when we bring the kunut today, we ask Allah through the barakah and the power of the kunut to bring about peace, calm, and serenity in our beautiful country of South Africa, which has become like a madhouse. Let us once again pray that Allah make our beautiful country once again a beautiful country of honey, a country that everyone can live in peace and harmony. And I want you from the bottom of your heart to say, Amen. Amen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So inshallah, Maulana will also make the two Arabic khutbas on the minbar, and Hafiz Ali Pangakar will lead us in the Jummah Salah, inshallah. And as Maulana mentioned, we're in the last parting days of Rabiul Awal, the month in which the Prophet was born, and also the month in which the Prophet departed from this world. So yes, when we have Maulud, we do not celebrate in an ugly way the birth like other births. We celebrate the advent and the teachings and the legacy left behind by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah, today for Jummah, since Rabiul Awal is parting from us, after the salah, the imam will just bring Allahumma anta salam, and then I will request you all to stand up and we'll bring a short salami and salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the blessed month of Rabiul Awal, inshallah. We'll have the first adhan now. Shukran.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا
الملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. رب اختم لنا بالخير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميمين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ألا وإن ربي داعي وإنه سائلي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
سلم وزد وتوانم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف نبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم. سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسولي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. بسم الله على نفسي وديني، بسم الله على أهلي ومالي وولدي، بسم الله على ما أعطاني الله. إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، اجعل لنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا. إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل. إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب رسولك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم، واهدي من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة.
محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استوى استقيم رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة، يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية، يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار، نور على نور، نور على نور، يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وكنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين
نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
صلى الله على محمد، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله على محمد، صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا نبي سلام عليك، يا رسول سلام عليك، يا حبيب سلام عليك، صلوات الله السلام جامع العالم، السلام إيمان العالم، شاهدي سلطان العالم، صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك، يا رسول سلام عليك، يا حبيب سلام عليك، صلوات الله. أب سلطان مدينة، مهبط وحي سكينة، ونور سے معمور سینا، مشک سے بہتر پسینہ، یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا، یا حبیب سلام عليك، صلوات الله. جان کر کافی سہارا، ریلیا حیدر تمہارا، خلق کی وارث خدا را، لو سلام اب تو ہمارا، یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا، یا حبیب سلام علیکا، صلوات الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا إلهنا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ببركة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. جمعة مبارك to everyone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imran Chunara, African Muslims Agency. Right now, the world is witnessing the mass destruction of life and intense suffering caused by the ongoing fighting in Afghanistan. Innocent human beings caught in the crossfire. Thousands of families are displaced. African Muslims Agency teams are on the ground right now, assisting through shelter, through food, through medicine, helping the injured. Many, many, many children are left without parents. Support the African Muslims Agency campaign to heal Afghanistan.